Kramer.
Miss Whitting.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Can I visit with you about 5 minutes about our tax bill?
Yeah.
Last night, as I told Henry Fowler, we had a wonderful day. We passed everything.
Fowler, that's Under Secretary of Treasury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Fowler.
Yeah.
Dylan's sick.
Yeah.
So,
what's wrong with Dylan?
I don't know.
Sit down, Ed.
But what happened was this. It was just like a beautiful dinner party where everybody...
Tax bill.
Everything going along well. We approved the rates. No use going into details.
Yeah.
We approved the 14%, the whole damn thing. In the meantime, Russell Long sitting beside me, whom you love.
I knew all about that. They told me about it all last night.
All right. Now, I begged him not to do it.
Yeah.
Now, then, after it was over with,
That can come out in conference, can't it?
Well, but here's our problem right now. I begged him to withdraw it this morning. Now, I said, Russell, you're being too greedy now. I said, I supported you, and I've supported you a couple of times. Yes, we can take it. But that's not the danger. The danger is just this. John Williams, who had voted against the repeal of the excise taxes, when Gore and Douglas had offered it, I said, John Williams is going to get all his Republicans now to vote with Gore and Douglas, and they'll pick up one other Democrat, and then they are going to cut the $455 million worth of revenue right out of this bill because John's mad. And it isn't worth it. For $40 million, it isn't worth it. But anyway, I couldn't convince him. So this morning, I get in there, and just, as I predicted, God damn it, just went exactly that way. And Anderson was mad as hell at Russell, so on. So when I talked to Henry last night, I said, Henry, you got two courses of action. You either got to help me get Russell Long to withdraw his amendment, or you've got to talk to Anderson, McCarthy, and all these fellas and say, stand fast with us against the excise tax. You got to go one or the other way. You can't.
Yeah. What can we do now? That's
now,
it. I've got.
All right. So now what happened is just this. We voted about 400 and to a loss of revenue in the excise tax field of about $400 million. Dirksen offered the amendments, John Williams, and so on. Now, we're just that much off. I don't think there's anything we can do except this. As I talked with Stan Serry, I think now the only thing what we can do is to just take it as it is and try to get the Democrats to stay with us. See, even Byrd voted against us this morning. He voted with the excise tax people, cutting some of them, not all of them, some of them. Now, I think we just got to go right on with the bill. Take it out to conference. It's going to look like hell. We're going to look a little bit irresponsible. And Russell Long finally began to realize that this morning. And so he offered to repeal an amendment which was put in last year on the investment credit, which the Treasury wanted, which really gives to the manufacturers about a 14% extra depreciation. So he was willing to take that out, which would bring back about $500 million over the course of about 5 years. But the Treasury doesn't want to do this. So anyway, he offered that. Well, he and Williams offered that together. In other words, as I said, the goddamn thing came unglued. And he and Williams offered that together. I've stuck with the Treasury position. And we finally beat that. So now we're $400 million down. I think the only thing to do, go with first to McCarthy now, is offer an amendment to change the tax rate on corporations, which I don't think will pass if we repeal the so-called Long Amendment of a year ago. Now, my judgment is, and Surrey's judgment is, that we ought to just stand fast and squat and take it on out the floor, do the best we can. We can clear it all up in conference. But what I'm worried about is what's going to happen on the floor. Now, there ain't a damn thing you can do about that. I've got this other problem. Harry Byrd invited me to go down, somebody did, to make a speech to the State Chamber of Commerce of Virginia tonight. Lister Hill and John Sparkman insisted I come to their State Democratic Convention to make a speech tomorrow night. Both of them, of course, are going to be strong Lyndon Johnson speeches. I ain't going to be here this afternoon because I got to go down and make a speech.
Don't take those speeches in the middle of the week.
Well, this
never will. I know we'll get them. And we got damn poor leadership as it is. It's the worst thing you ever saw. And just think about it. We've been there since September. And when you leave, we're in a hell of a shape.
Well, I don't... This is what I'm just... The only way I can get out of not going to Alabama is just to say the president has ordered me not to go. And that's not why I'm calling you. I really sort of have a feeling that...
Well, I'll sure beg you. I'll do anything to get that damn tax bill out. He told me he'd have it out today, and he wasn't going to bring up anything except Albert Gore's amendment. That's what Harry Berg called me yesterday,
well,
I promised.
Harry Berg is not in control of the situation. This is what's bad. And he just cannot help it.
Williams is a mean, better, dirty Republican. That'll do anything to try to win a seat for any Republican.
That's exactly right.
And a damn fool like Russell Long ought to have more sense than that. And Clint Anderson is a cause of it. I told him last night, please, Clint, don't come unglued. You can straighten this out in conference.
Right. That's right.
But he said, all right, he'd try to work it out. But he went up this morning to work. What was your vote?
Well, hell, he wasn't even. He didn't show up, see.
Huh?
And I couldn't get him. I had to call him at the White House to try to get him, and we'd already lost these votes. He wasn't there. So anyway...
Well, can't you redo it in the committee? Can't you put the thing and repeal what you did in the committee? Can't you put those votes together with a strong appeal by Treasury and by Fowler and Surrey and me talking to various people? What was the vote on excises?
The vote on excises, first we could take off the excise on leather, which I'm just saying is out on top of my head now. That was the leather goods and all that.
Total of them, though, what did it amount to?
The total amounted to $450
All right, now, how?
Yeah,
a year?
Yeah.
A year, all right. Now, can't you put 8 or 9 votes together to put those back on?
I don't think so. I don't know, unless I just don't see
how. That's what I'd try to do. You can get Anderson to go back with you, and you can get Russell, and looks like that you've got 11 members. Can't you get Rivikoff and Byrd?
No, Rivikoff hadn't voted with us yet.
Well, maybe we can talk to him about it.
Well, all right.
Let's get Larry O'Brien to get in charge up there.
All right.
And get you and them together, and don't run off there. Send them a message or tell them over telephone. Stay in charge. Let's get this tax bill reported. If you run off, it'll be worse shape. We'll start all over again next week and next week and next week.
I would suit me trying to get out of the damn speech.
Well, just tell them you'll make it by telephone. Just tell them you'll make it by phone. Hook it up, and we'll have to pay for the telephone bill if we have to.
Have to get you to call Lester Hill or John Sparkman and say that, by God.
You just tell them that I ask you to please stay and that you'll do it by telephone. You're afraid to leave on this tax bill because we got to... If we don't get it reported today, George, no telling when we'll ever get it out.
I know it. I'm really worried about it.
All right.
I'm very much worried about it.
Well.
All right, let me just get busy and see what I can do. And I thank you. And I have to call into the car to Lister now.
All right.